While Wisconsin continues shaking off the recession, thousands of workers still don't have jobs. Yet businesses, particularly manufacturers, report having a difficult time filling certain positions. WUWM now begins a week-long exploration of what's called the skills gap. In our opening report, we ask several people actively addressing the problem to describe it. Has manufacturing gotten a bad rap?
A lot of people view it as very dirty, very dangerous operations. It has changed.
Keith Korsen is president of Desert Air. The Germantown company custom makes dehumidifiers, most for big spaces. Korsen calls his company a modern-day factory. The space is bright and uncluttered.
This is the manufacturing facility.
Even here in the assembly shop, everything shines, even the floor. Korsen walks over to a brazier, an employee using a torch to connect pipes.
That's being able to keep that heat and the solder at the right temperature as you go all the joints.
The shop needs workers who understand how to convert blueprints into machines.
It's not somebody you just hire off the street. It's somebody that you can train, but it takes time.
So Korsen dreads losing seasoned employees, such as the engineer who retired.
And we thought, okay, let's go for a 5 to 10 year experience factor and put out the ad. No response. Go out to monsterjobs.com. Got 3 resumes in. None of them were qualified engineers. In fact, 2 of them weren't even engineers. It took us 9 months to fill one position.
Korsen says sometimes when he spots talented workers, he cannot persuade them to leave their current job or move to Germantown. On occasion, they don't have transportation. The company is not on a bus line. Other applicants lack job readiness skills.
We flush out probably 2/3 of the applicants simply because they can't pass a drug test. They can't figure out how to show up every day.
Korsen says he depends heavily on referrals and rewards tipsters. He says his company offers a competitive salary and benefits, so he shakes his head at the lost opportunities he sees. The problem, according to Tim Sullivan, is the American dream changed.
What happened to us in the 1980s is the American dream shifted from achieving a good-paying job to getting a 4-year college degree.
Sullivan was head of former mining giant Bucyrus International and completed a report this year on Wisconsin's skills gap. He says the supply of skilled labor began shrinking while manufacturers were shipping jobs overseas, chasing cheap labor. Parents had begun encouraging their kids to attend college. Sullivan says the K-12 education system followed, switching to college prep and dropping industrial arts. The result, he says, not enough young people have pursued the technical skills needed to replace retiring baby boomers, and at a time when manufacturers want to move jobs back to the U.S.
We've created an incredible chasm between the jobs that are out there that are available to the training that we've created for ourselves here in Wisconsin.
Sullivan explored whether young people may view the tech sector's wages as unattractive. Some skills are highly compensated. Others have lost ground to inflation during the past 15 years. His report describes how a high school graduate can live on a $12 an hour wage while growing within a manufacturing operation. Such entry-level jobs have gone unfilled in Wisconsin, not, however, at DRS Technologies near 30th and Capitol in Milwaukee. Howard Schneider says 50 hirees are making electronics there for the Navy, with pay scheduled to increase to $20 an hour.
And the company went out and hired people who are mostly low-income workers or unemployed workers who lived right around the plant.
Schneider works to bridge the skills gap on the city's north side. He's executive director of the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation. It lends federal money to employers who agree to create jobs in economically distressed neighborhoods. He says although DRS received aid, including to supplement starting wages, the company did its own recruiting and training.
You hear people saying, well, we can't stay in Wisconsin because we can't find workers. Well, in my judgment, they're not really trying hard enough, and in some cases, they're not trying at all.
Desert Air's Keith Korsen says the HVAC industry maintains a pot of scholarship money. Until now, though, many of the dollars have gone unused. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.